I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Woo! Woo! It's Thursday. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 808. And this part of the program is brought to you by The Ticket Clinic. Coming up at 9:15. Oh, things are going to get good.
That's right, everyone. It's going to be a monumental movie review.
Oh, my God, a monumental movie review.
Me and Liam Makelum, the foodie chap, will be reviewing The Kingsman 2. Oh. And Liam saw Battle of the Sexes, so he's going to talk about that.
Oh, I want to hear about that.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, so please, everyone, if you have to leave, definitely come back at 9 a.m.
9:15.
That's when we peak.
For the week.
For the week.
Very exciting. Got a traffic ticket? Call the lawyers at the Ticket Clinic. For as little as $99, an experienced lawyer will go to court for you. Call the Ticket Clinic today at 800-805-2000. Attorney Mike Bay. So this is funny. It's, you know, when you're mic'd or you're on camera and bad things go down, then unfortunately there's a record of it. This is, I will say, the king of all time news meltdown guys has got to be Bill O'Reilly. I mean, that's still the classic, you know.
Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem's is
good. That was a good one.
His is really good. But that's not on camera. I think, you know, you get it all with Bill because he just looks like his head's about to explode. Yeah, play that one, though. That's a really good one.
Oh, God.
That's classic. Totally understandable.
Casey.
I mean,
yeah.
you shouldn't come out of a down, an up-tempo record and then talk about death. Still on the phone. And the thing that's funny is, you know, they're so great because they're so isolated. Like, it just seems like a person by themselves losing their ass.
Mm.
You know, it just seems like they're all alone and you have no idea what the level of frustration. That's the thing that guy does all the time. He has to sit there and, man, I mean, in our own little world here, we have a ton of stuff that we pre-record and it does get super taxing. And when you start to mess up, like, it just can turn into a snowball where you just can't seem to get anything out. Everything's going wrong and you get upset and you're like sweating and
like, this copy sucks.
This sucks. I have to rewrite this whole copy. I know. You get pissy. I can totally understand it. But it is so fun to listen to other people. I'm so glad they don't have tape of us doing that because I'm sure.
Or do we?
Do you? Impossible.
It's possible, but
we're not alone either. Too, like, we sort of, you know, we have to hold each other up. I was like, I can't get through this one. You're going to do it. Okay, I'll do it. No problem. I got you. We have each other to lean on. These people are just out there. So this Lawrence O'Donnell guy.
All right.
He does a show on MSNBC called The Last Word.
Never seen it, never heard of it.
The only reason I've seen it is because, other than just randomly having MSNBC on, is that he took over for Keith Olbermann.
So he's been there a while because Keith
five
left
years?
Years ago.
Yeah, so, and my DVR was set up to record Keith, and so when he took over, it started recording that time slot. And I watched, I would say, for a few weeks. I give this guy a chance to see what he's all about, and it just didn't hold me. Frankly, he's a nice enough guy, and he looks like a news guy. He's not, you know, he's handsome in a news guy way, but I found him to be super bland. So when I read this morning that, and listen, these guys all, I would say too that while Yuzette can talk to me in my headphones so that you guys can't hear her.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she does. I'm having a conversation with Vinny, so she picks a point where I'm not talking and she tells me what I need to hear and I'm not having to continue to talk while she's talking in my ear. And these people, that is, I'm sure, a real skill. They have a producer in their ear And more than one person apparently can access them, can talk to them. And they have to continue to smoothly deliver whatever it is they're reading off the teleprompter or whatever thought they're in the middle of. And they've got someone yapping at them like, hey, turn to, you know, I assume, ask them about this, or this person did that, or go to commercial, whatever it is that they're getting direction in their ear. So this dude, I guess he was taping a show a few weeks ago, and there's some kind of, I can't hear it, but he can hear it through his earpiece. There's some kind of like construction happening, like someone's hammering. And then there's some lady who, I don't know, randomly has the mic on, and she's talking about her plans for after work and Labor Day. So did you must have cut this way. This is like 8 minutes of this. It goes on and
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the video is 8 minutes.
All right.
8 minutes, 22 seconds. Just roll it.
Sure. Here's a little of Lawrence O'Donnell.
He starts off, you know, normal.
All right.
Is he on?
He's not. They're in the middle of a commercial
break.
And he's taping. He's pre-taping stuff. And you are not watching synced video.
Okay, right.
He's just showing you what this guy looks
like. No, I got that part. But
the frustration levels.
I just was curious if he was on or not. This guy replaced Olbermann, huh?
Yeah. Super bland. He points basically in every direction.
Unplug the thing. Pull it out of your head.
I know. All right. The best part is the hammering thing. The you know.
By the way, Keith Olbermann is currently hosting a GQ political web show called The Resistance with Keith Olbermann.
We did hear about The Resistance. I want to say it was actually on a channel first, and
it's hosted
just
by GQ magazine on their website. Well, if they paid him enough,
I guess.
Everybody's trying to create content. If he gets to do whatever he wants.
I bet he had some good meltdowns.
And they don't say anything to him about any of his content. You can be as political as you want, and you can go as far left as you want. Nobody's going to say a word to you. We just want your name. Just
why Keith Olbermann.
He's probably made all the money.
Right. That's the best part. It's not, you know, the thing is, it doesn't. It's funny to listen to, but it doesn't rise to even the Casey Kasem or the Bill O'Reilly. Like the Bill O'Reilly is the, that's the. That's the theme right there.
I'm sorry. I will look on your scene.
All right.
Who's worse, that one or Mel?
Mel is the absolute worst of all time in
Mel,
the history.
I'm with you.
You know what? This
it's
guy
so
is in the middle of a scene, and while he's being, his behavior
he's
is
being a
is,
big baby,
is inexcusable, but he was probably, who knows what the scene was.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe it was emotional.
He's all amped up.
Maybe worked on these tears, the whole, like, he had to think about his mom dying, and then there's the tears are there, and then Bryce walks through this.
like this in the background. What is it with you?
So that I actually understand. Yeah. All that other, the Mel stuff is.
That is just pure ugliness.
It's vile.
That's. Oh, you're hilarious.
Yeah. No, the things he says to that lady and.
Frightening. You need a soul. Billy Bush.
Yeah, his wife left him, right?
He's back in the, they separated. Sounds like she left him, though. You know, here's what they're saying today. Because we heard yesterday that they'd separated, and the speculation at the time was that it's, you know, sort of the downward spiral since the tape of him and Trump was released. Billy Bush insists that he became a stronger man after last year's leak of the sexual comments made during an 05 shoot with Donald Trump. Radar Online is reporting that he has not become a stronger man. That couldn't be further from the truth. It looks like it's all come to a head. He and his wife of 20 years, Sydney Davis, announced 2 days ago that they're breaking up. Some source, a family friend, who, if this is true, isn't really a friend, because why are they talking to Radar? Billy's been on a downward spiral ever since getting fired from Today. He also lost his lucrative gig with Access Hollywood. Losing his career caused him to treat everyone around him like S, including his friends and family. He's been drinking excessively and blowing through the money he'd saved, and Sydney could not sit by and watch his self-sabotaging any longer. It's sad, but Billy's not the same person he was prior to all of this, and Sydney's had to carry the weight of the family for almost a year. She's a strong woman and has no problem raising their three girls on her own. She's probably, if he really is spending through all the money, she's probably like, I'm taking half of that now while we still have half to take.
Right.
According to this same source, Bush has not taken responsibility for his part in the scandal, which has had severe repercussions for his marriage, family, job prospects. He thinks everyone else is to blame for the collapse of his career. Instead of trying to work hard to redo his public image, he's continued to withdraw from everyone and everything. If he wants to work it out with Sydney, he really needs to get some help. So it's fun at their house today. Sean Penn is going to star in a sci-fi series called The First on Hulu. So it's a straight-to-series order. It's about the first human mission to Mars. It's set in the not-too-distant future. And it focuses, it's a character drama, but it's sci-fi.
I love him.
Me too. I do too.
I think he's one of our best actors.
It focuses on the astronauts who embark on the mission, but also their families, loved ones, the people participating back on Earth. Hopes to explore the challenges that go into interplanetary colonization. The particulars of his role are being kept under wraps, but he's attached to this. And I guess the guy who created House of Cards, Bo Willimon, he's the guy behind this. It's called The First. And do I see a date for this? Sometime in 2018 is what they're saying. The First is set to go into production this year, debut sometime in 2018.
I'm surprised, though, on Hulu. That he would want to do television.
You know what, though? Television isn't the bastion of the lost that it used to be.
I don't disagree. I've said that to you 1,000 times, and yet he is that would be like Tom Hanks going and doing a TV show. Although, Sean Penn is that big.
I don't disagree, but I actually think that what they're doing on TV right now, I can see why actors would be like, yeah, I want to be in one of those amazing things that people have to watch, have to binge. I think it's become just as prestigious. And so that's why, that's the only reason I can think of that he'd go to TV. The First on Hulu. And Hulu is where, isn't that where The Handmaid's Tale?
Oh, is it? I know we saw 1122, was that?
Yep, 1122.63. That was why we got Hulu. And they're so smart to do this stuff because people sign up for these things and then
forget to
sign off.
Yeah.
It's called Hulu Plus?
Hulu Plus. Oh. So Sean Penn is going to be in a sci-fi series called The First, which you can look for on Hulu next year. And the Foo Fighters were on James Corden last night for carpool karaoke.
They wanted to
get in on the fun. Well, here's a little audio from that.
I have a little montage of their performances in the car.
Okay. Is it the whole band?
Yeah.
So I assume Dave Grohl's in the front seat?
I just saw a still photo of it, and they're in a minivan. Oh. Because there's like 6 boys.
They needed a bigger vehicle?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. It's right there.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 6 boys and James, 7 total.
That's so funny. It just sounds like a chorus singing along with it. Anyway, that was on James Corden last night. Carpool Karaoke is his big bit gone wild over there. I'm sure they had a ball. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
23andMe DNA test is weird.
Uh-oh, what do you mean?
And actually, Liam coming in is one of the guys that told that story about how a friend of his... Do you remember that story?
Yeah. He found out he wasn't a Polish dude. And
then it turns out he was adopted. And then he's like, the whole time I thought I was Polish. Anyway, that and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:36 and it's Thursday. This portion of the program is brought to you by Amazon. You can watch this show live. Go to radioalice.com/watch, and that takes you right to the Looking Glass, where Vaughn is running all the cameras. You've got cameras all around the room. It's going to be especially...
Vonda.
And it'll be especially exciting in the 9 o'clock hour when we do our movies reviews, and you can see the foodie chap, Liam Maitland.
Yes.
He sits right there in Usette's chair. can see what Yuzette's got on today. You're looking foxy and red.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Go Niners.
Oh, yeah, she's got her Niners gear on.
Yeah.
49ers, baby. So, RadioAllis.com/watch. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit Amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART to get a jump on a happy, healthier you. So we'll begin real quick with Mexico. Rescue workers, firefighters, police, soldiers, and volunteers are searching debris, rubble, wreckage for survivors as they continue to deal with the earthquake. 7.1 that went down, that happened on Tuesday. The death toll now is at 245. One of the big stories is the little girl that's trapped under some rubble of a school. The girl, 12, has been able to communicate with emergency crews. She's wiggled her fingers for them through the wreckage. So everyone is following that. It's a heartbreaking scene. Hopefully that ends well.
The news was just reporting that they were able to hand her a bottle of water.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. That school in particular, they have found some kids still alive. Unfortunately, they've also found children who weren't as lucky, but they're being so careful because the last thing they need is for it to cave in more. I think that was the location we were just watching on the news there. Just, it's just a pile of rubble.
Right. Free Speech Week is next week at UC Berkeley.
Yeah.
And it looks like Steve Bannon and Ann Coulter are on the list of speakers that will be there for Free Speech Week. There's 17 speakers, including the two I just mentioned. And, of course, that Milo Yiannopoulos. The four-day event goes from Sunday to Wednesday. And, obviously, the concerns are with the riots from the past or the fights, the trouble of the past, that will return. Sunday through Wednesday, everyone. The world's going to be watching the Berkeley campus to see what happens.
Look out.
And I'm sure there's some kids with their black outfits getting ready to show up.
Yep.
A 12-year-old singing ventriloquist. I happen to know who this is because Sandy, apparently, my mom, needed me to see
this is the only reason I know about this, right? Because you brought it into the show.
Oh, you haven't seen her? She's fantastic.
Would you like to hear her winning performance?
Let me get this up for you. I'm like, Mom, it's okay.
I don't want to see it.
I got it. I'll get it for you. I got this. Okay. So let's hear. Let me get her name for you real quick. Darcy Lynn Farmer of Oklahoma City.
Woohoo!
She just won $1 million.
Oh.
Pause it. You know, she's fantastic little 12-year-old girl, but the thing is, she's making a face. She may not be moving her lips, but she's got like a clenched face as she's...
So that should disqualify her.
For $1 million?
I'm with you.
I'm not with you. God, you guys are nitpicky. Just because she clenches her face, you're not into it? That's ridiculous.
She's supposed to look natural.
Play my music.
She
does look natural. That what she's doing is put your headphones on so you can hear me yell at you. I do like it. I mean, what she's doing is so difficult. So she's got a little clinch in her face.
Look at her face.
You guys just don't like her because Sandy likes her.
No,
that bothers me.
Sandy's my mom. Of course, I would. If anything,
I don't like that you just said she clenches her face.
She
and
doesn't deserve
said,
$1 million.
I'm with you.
$1 million.
Her idol is Terry Fader, who won season 2 of America's Got Talent.
Who's that guy?
He's the guy who got the $100 million contract to perform at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas. He wound up on the list of the highest paid comedians.
Is he a ventriloquist as well?
He is. And he I think he shows up every year and we're all like, who the F is that? And then we look him up and we go, oh, he's a guy who won that and got the contract, $100 million 5-year contract.
Oh, they
the
say
Mirage.
Here that that's the third. This is the third ventriloquist to win this show.
Oh,
wow. Well deserved.
Unbelievable. $1 million in her own Las Vegas show.
Damn. Hey, did you talk to your mom?
No, I haven't yet.
Is she all excited?
I'm sure she's going to be thrilled.
Yeah.
I had no idea she made such a bad straight face as she did this show.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my.
Look at Sarah's doing it now.
Sarah's fake smile.
Well, and her whole face.
She's
is
twitching.
Yeah, well, she's not good enough.
She is.
Come back when you're 18 and
I
you
don't
can
know.
Do a good job.
Those are professional judges. If they've given it to her, that means
they didn't
something.
Win. She did not win because of the professional judges. That's an audience vote.
The judges don't decide?
They say here she garnered the most votes from viewers, and that's why she won.
Well, listen, the people know.
Well, maybe everyone else was so bad.
Or everyone went, oh.
Or maybe you two are the only ones that just don't like her.
Look, what she's about trying, and she's not that good. Let's give her 12. Money.
Oh, is it
so
over?
Sad that you guys are so heartless about this type of stuff.
How about a fast fact?
I like a fastback. That was the most fun I've had all day. This has been a fun show.
The world's oldest beer receipt is from 2055 BC.
Beer receipt?
What?
Beer receipt.
2055 BC? 4,000 years ago?
It's from Sumer, which is where Southern... Is that how you say it?
S-U-M-E-R.
Like
Sumeria? I don't know. Sumeria?
It's where southern Iraq is today.
Ah. The seat of civilization.
And the amounts and types of beer served to different people is carved on a stone tablet.
Boy. That guy really owed some money.
Boy, Iraq hasn't made the news in a while, has it? Who's the leader there now?
Oh, no one knows
know.
That.
Well,
know.
What do you mean no one idea. Knows that?
All I see is the Iran stuff.
Right, but who's the leader of Iraq?
I don't know.
That's the guy? Fuad Masum? Masum?
Yeah, none of us have ever heard about this guy. Fuad?
I don't know.
Masum.
Fuad? I don't know.
Fuad.
I know the Ahmadinejad guy from Iran. I only hear about Iran now.
That's
good
the guy
for you. Congratulations, whom in Iran has eclipsed Iraq.
That's the guy we put in charge?
Yeah, that's the guy yesterday.
Apparently.
All right. Elton John's song, Philadelphia Freedom.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I could have tipped you off, Bryn, but, you know, it's more fun to watch you.
Scramble.
I don't know. Do a Rocket Man song.
You love it? That's not the story. This is a fast fact about Philadelphia Freedom.
Jesus. Rocket Man.
Elton John's song Philadelphia Freedom was written as a favor to his friend Billie Jean King.
Oh.
Because she was on a professional tennis team called the Philadelphia Freedoms.
Oh.
The team lasted one season.
Oh. But the song has
Let's hear that prevailed. Thing.
Freedom. This is a good part.
Why aren't you singing?
I'm listening. Philadelphia freedom. Love.
Wait, pause.
Yes, I do.
What was that part?
Which part?
Because Philadelphia freedom. What's that word?
I love you.
That's I love you?
I don't know, but that's what I've always said. I love
so you.
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I love you. I think that's what he says. He's love
that's what it sounds like.
Ya.
Yes, I do. Do, 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 do.
I'll find out for you.
Okay.
I couldn't
okay,
help
man.
But get caught up on that.
Sure. Well, as you know, the Battle of the Sexes movie is coming out. We're about to review that, too.
Yeah.
So for Billie Jean King to I've asked him.
I love you. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
You got it, Sarah.
I don't know any of the other
words. I thought
words,
she was just la 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 in a bye too.
I love you. Yes, I do.
One more fast fact for you. You can't cry in space.
Why?
Astronauts have found that because of the lack of gravity, their tears don't fall. They just stay in their eyeballs and sting.
Oh.
Oh. They don't separate out from the other water. There's no gravity pulling them out. That's
right.
Very interesting. They just can't see. It's just like goggles of water.
I've told you this for many years now, Sarah. All hot chicks win.
Yes.
It's not fair.
Where are the rules?
It's wrong.
Yep.
And yet, it's fact. And even when girls are the judges of a situation where there are hot chicks involved, they choose hot chicks too.
Yeah. It didn't bother me back when I was a hot chick, but now, at my advanced age, it's starting to really piss me off. Tell you right now. That chick wins. Why? Oh, she's a hot chick. I get it.
A woman gets help after Hurricane Irma by making a sign that says, hot single female.
Oh. And then they went right to her house?
The story goes, when you're fighting for limited resources after a record-breaking natural disaster, you use whatever you got.
Hmm.
A 37-year-old woman named Kinsey Lee from Fort Myers, Florida, couldn't get anyone to come fix her down power lines after Hurricane Irma. So on Sunday, she came up with another plan. She made a sign using hot pink paint that said, quote, hot single female seeks sexy lineman to electrify her life. She posted the photo on Facebook, and within one day, two linemen from the power company came out and fixed it.
Did she have to put out?
Well, no, Sarah. You don't have to. Hot chicks don't. They know how to work it. They don't even have to put out. The guys show up. Hey, boys. Right, Yuzi?
So they're just you don't coming have to fix her power line just for the, you
hey,
know,
boys. It's just, well, they don't.
She graces
they didn't,
her with
they
her.
Thought they were going to maybe. They were thinking
they're
boys.
Did she greet them in a bikini, or was she still with her hair and rollers in a house coat?
It doesn't. Like, no, really?
Yeah, it's just rollers right
she
over
has
here.
A tank top. And white short shorts.
So she put a little show on for the boys.
Right.
But they didn't get any.
Rollers and a...
I don't know.
Is that what your house looks like?
Any old lady can say, hey, hot chick looks for sizzling electricians. You know, anybody could say that. You show up and it's someone's grandma going, yeah, I thought that might get you out here. There's the line. Fix her up, boys. I'll make coffee.
Well, at least we got a cup of coffee out of it.
Mm-hmm. Rollers?
Yeah. Rollers and a house coat. And a cigarette dangling from where right. We and a face mask on, you know.
Please tell me
mask.
There's no rollers. Do you have rollers at your house?
I don't think so.
Do you have rollers at
have
your
three,
house?
I have four sets of rollers
hot
at
rollers?
My house.
Mm-hmm.
Four sets of rollers?
Yeah, I have like the old pink ones.
Yeah, with the snap. You
yeah,
snap
the snap.
Them into place.
And then I have another set with spongy type ones that are all different sizes.
Uh-huh.
Blue, pink, depending on the
yeah.
size of the curl. Then I have a larger
plug-in hot roller.
Plug-in
you got
hot
it.
Rollers. And then I have another set of hot rollers that are sort of Velcro-y on the outside that come with like six.
I actually just recently got rid of a set of hot rollers because mm-hmm. I was like, blew the dust off the top and went, I think I can donate these.
You're probably never going to use
them. I
think
I don't need these.
Yeah.
Rollers.
Hot rollers, baby. Hot rollers.
I'm thinking, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Four curling irons. 1, 2, 3.
I have a flat iron.
3 flat irons.
Why so many?
I got a lot of hair.
She buys new ones and there's nothing wrong with old ones, so keep that in case.
Well,
one of
a couple
dies.
Were sent to me. John bought me one. You know, they're different sizes.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400. I know it's not exactly the same as Sarah's story, but my mom used to tear my dad's head off of photos when she was mad at him. Oh. I would find them as a kid and wonder what happened.
Oh. Wow. I think we need a little more information on that.
Sarah,
like, what'd your dad do?
When you go to Boston, will you make out with Tucker? That's from 510.
I won't even see Tucker.
You don't have no plans to sneak off with Tucker.
Well, No, Tucker doesn't even live in Massachusetts, and this isn't this is John's side of the family that's getting married.
Oh, yeah, so you can make out with any one of them.
Sure,
it doesn't even matter.
No thanks, but you know,
no thanks.
No Tucker, which is too
bad. But there's a bunch of Johns running around.
No, John's the only good one. Mm-hmm.
Of the whole John's side of the family, he's the only good one.
Yep, he's the one. I took the best of that litter. That's for sure.
Oof. Really?
Yeah. John's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I know he's awesome, but you're telling me that everyone else sucks in his family?
No. I just wouldn't.
That's what it sounds like.
Why would I love? You're right. That doesn't sound good, but no, I'm not going to make out with any of them. You know, Tucker's pretty awesome, so if he was there, look out, Tucker. But on John's side of the family, John's the one. Plus, I don't need to get back to John, you know.
What?
That I made out with, like, his sister Linda or something. She's the second hottest.
His sister Linda?
I'm just kidding. I mean, no, she's the hottest. Oy.
Brynn, I should have listened to you. Last night, we saw Mother.
Oh,
it was awful.
Oh, no.
As soon as the lights came on, at least five people yelled out, "That was the worst movie I've ever seen in my life."
Oh, wow. How funny.
It's good to hear I'm not alone on that. Thank you.
Not alone.
You are not alone. All right, so I'll do a couple more texts before we do the movie review right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.